This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In order to try to deliver shows this week on the heels of being sick and trying to recover and still having a bit of a cough, I've just sort of assembled a lot of different things that other people have said, and I want to just provide some commentary. Excuse me. And the reason for that is, as I said before, I'm not actually going to watch any of this coverage. I believe that this is now, thankfully, out of our hands. We did our jobs. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. We did our jobs. And it lived up to exactly the expectations that I said. This is not one of these things where I have to be right. I think you guys know me well enough to know if I was wrong, I would admit it. Donald Trump won this election in a landslide, as predicted. And it's really difficult for the left to rationalize that Joe Biden is more popular than a 2008 Barack Obama, because they know that's not the case. So if you've heard a couple of the previous shows, I've done a full show since I've been somewhat back from being sick. Believe it or not, I was at the doctor yesterday morning because I got to get scheduled for a hernia surgery. And then I get even more bad news. I was supposed to train for this worldwide certification in martial arts. And the doc says to me, because I have these hernias and I've got this, I forget what they call this thing that's in the middle of your stomach. He said to me, Kevin, we can't do surgery on that. Essentially, you're not going to be able to train your abs the way you did in the past. My core. So it was like, God, talk about getting a message that you're getting old. Luckily, I'm still pretty bad. He looked at me and goes, hey, you're not in that bad of shape. Doesn't look like you need a whole lot. But he goes, I just don't know that I would recommend you keep up that level of training. I said, I get what you're saying. Now, what he doesn't understand is that once you're a martial artist, you're always a martial artist. You always train. The body is going to let you down in other ways, but you'll make up for it. Put another way, I would not want to be the younger version fighting the older version of me. Some of you older guys, you know what I'm talking about. You know your physical nature is not what it was before, but your mind is a cunning son of a gun. And as you consider that, I want you to consider that you have a president who's in his 70s, who's built multiple businesses, and he's no slouch. On the other hand, you have another group of people who completely underestimate us, you, the president, everybody. They underestimate human nature. They underestimate the ability of people to say to themselves that a brain-dead moron like Joe Biden, led by a bunch of spineless jellyfish known as the Democratic Party, who would not fight fair if you made it possible in any way, overplayed their hand. You know it, I know it, they know it, the world knows it. They want to pretend as if we're being mocked. How dare we not surrender? And what they don't understand is they're the ones about to get a foot up their butt so far they're not going to know where their butthole starts and where Donald Trump's leg starts. So anyway, and covering this stuff, because I am not going to watch this. I've gotten things that show, I saw a headline that said Rudy Giuliani has proof that they cheated, that there are 29 different districts with over 100% voter registration, and I could go on. I could go on. All things we already know. Here's what's funny. There is nobody listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, listening to this program, who would say to me, you know, Kevin, I never thought about Democrats dropping ballots in or cheating at the appropriate time. I was on the phone with Karen Engel, who ran for Senate back in Nevada. It's been years ago. And she said to me, Kevin, Harry Reid got with the union, and whatever the number of votes that I had, they were prepared to drop whatever that number plus one into the ring. And that's exactly what happened. She won her race. I asked you guys the other day, I said, all these tight races that are coming up, if you are not concerned that the ability of the Democrats to just arbitrarily decide we're going to take over the Senate and we will drop the number of votes it takes to beat Martha McSally, for example. I don't think McSally lost. In fact, I know she didn't. And then you got a guy like Doug Ducey, supposed Republican governor, a freaking rhino, a man who I was told, and I've met Doug Ducey many times, met him at the Republican Governors Association, met him at different events, and shakes my hand every time, knows who the heck I am. And you know what? He is a piece of crap governor. Doesn't know what he's doing. Nothing but a tool of the political machine. And he watched this stuff happen on his watch as a Republican governor in this state, and he's done nothing. Might as well be McCain's other son, or the son McCain never had. These people are so just, they're disgusting to watch. And you know, the only bright light in all of this is Donald Trump, willing to fight, willing to pull out all the resources. He knows how important this is. Somebody by the name of Linwood said, our country has been played to believe COVID cannot be treated by available medicines, to believe we must be separate by 6 feet, to believe we need masks, to believe we suffer systemic racism, he said, to believe police are bad, to believe Biden, to believe Biden won. Time to stop being played. Joe Biden can't possibly look himself in the mirror through that stupid mask and say to himself, I got elected president by 74 or whatever the number is, million votes. It never happened. Never happened and never would. Guys, we got played. Now, we know what's going on, and that's why it's funny. I told you guys the other day, it's a different feeling when people are calling me talking about, Kevin, man, what's up with this? You know, they know we didn't lose. See, that's the difference. People in America know we didn't lose. No way we lost this election. We won this election so handily, it's ridiculous. And I keep coming back to what I told you guys. I said, on election night, you'll know we won. You'll know we won. The numbers will be astounding. And they were. Everything played itself out. So now you got to ask yourself, do you think it's good? Rest of it's going to play itself out? Or are you just going to roll over? You giving up?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm not playing any audio clips from Chris Wallace or the Fox News people. By the way, what are you guys thinking about Fox News these days? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. What do you think about them? You believe in them? You think they helped you? Hurt you? I heard the numbers are dismal now. I was telling you guys that we've moved a lot of our production now is going to go over to YouTube. I know YouTube's the enemy. It's Google. But what YouTube will allow us to do is pay my staff. A lot of the people that moved over there, people like Steven Crowder, Brandon Tatum, Bongino, and others, are making a lot of money giving their opinions where it used to be you had to go to Fox. Fox was where you wanted to go because it gave you some level of credibility. Well, maybe. I had credibility for 3 years at Fox until they fired me over a tweet. And you guys know what that tweet was because I called the lab. I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks, and I stand by that. But I had abandoned YouTube once they cut me off. And then I find out that my friends, I'm not exaggerating this one bit, are millionaires from YouTube, putting their opinions out there. A couple of the people that I know in this business actually do better. Their numbers are stronger than those of Hannity, stronger than those of Tucker. Their opinions are actually more widespread than Fox News. And you know what my team decided? Enough was enough. So we got back onto YouTube with Kev Talks. It's a series that I'm producing. We're going to give you some of the most amazing things that you will find on the YouTube channel. I promise you, it'll be second to nobody. I'm going to be criticizing Fox directly on YouTube here in a day or so. I'm going to tell you, you put way too much into that corner. Everybody believing that we had some media outlet that was on our side. That was when Roger Ailes was alive, and Roger hired me, and I'll even give you some inside scoop on that, too. But we are building that up, and we would really appreciate you to go to YouTube, find Kev Talks, The Kevin Jackson Show, The Black Sphere, whatever. You'll find us, subscribe, and then listen. Because it's going to be a deeper dive into all this nonsense that we're going through. Because let me tell you, I like playing scenarios out. I always play what if. What if Biden becomes president? I ask myself this. What if he makes it? I don't think he will. But what if he does? What happens? What do you think the Democrats are going to try to do over 2 years? What are they going to do that we can't undo? How powerless do you feel in this moment? Because, see, I'm going to tell you something. I don't feel powerless. My team, we are filing lawsuits in battleground states. We are supporting every move the president is making because you know what? We will never give up. My fingers are gripped around their throats and theirs may be around mine. But we'll see who can hold their breath the longest because I'm not letting go. You know that picture of the frog, the crane who's going down the neck of the, going down the beak of the crane, but he's still got his hands on the crane's neck. That's the way I look at myself. If I keep holding on long enough, you're going to open your mouth and I'm going to get to take another deep breath. But I'm not letting go of your neck. I think many of you feel the same. I don't think you feel like losers. I remember when Ronald Reagan lost, I told you guys, one of the most galvanizing, things in my life that galvanized me politically to the Republicans was when Reagan gave his concession speech. And it was the most amazing concession speech. It was not the speech of a loser. He said, support this guy. But we got work to do, and I'll be back to do this work. People are calling me, Kevin, Trump can concede and then he'll run again in 4 years. Why would he do that? Why would he interrupt his life and then come back and do this again? Why would he do it? Knowing what just happened. If he doesn't finish this, there's no reason to come back 4 years from now. I made a video for black people saying, hey, black folks, if you think you can enjoy this victory, you better rethink it. Because let me just tell you, the Democrats figured out they don't need your sorry black behinds. And they are not going to go into your churches. They're not going to go into your schools. They're not going to placate your pastors. And eventually, they're going to get rid of the congressional black circus clowns because they're going to say, we don't need you. They'll keep just enough of you around, giving you money. The handful, those 40-plus congressional black circus knuckleheads, they'll give them just enough money to keep things at status quo. But everybody else, if you think black neighborhoods are going to get safer, you're going to get businesses in your neighborhood, you're going to get money flowing to you, you must be out of your minds. It ain't going to happen. Nothing, folks, is set. Biden is playing president-elect. The media wants you to believe that he's the president-elect, but it is not the case. Biden is a figment of a president in his own mind. And if he thinks that he's going to take over for an accomplished man like Donald Trump, you must be losing it. I don't watch any of this stuff, but I know this. I know there's not a court in the land that isn't going to look at all this data and all this these shenanigans and not say, wait a minute, something fishy's going on. And then if Donald Trump is smart, he'll bring in the military. He'll say, I'm bringing the military in. We're going to count votes. And if a vote doesn't fit exactly, if the signature doesn't match, it's out of here. We're going to get to the bottom of all of this cheating that went on. And I hope it. I don't even hope it. I'm beyond this. Oh, I hope that the Democrats get scared. The Democrats are scared, number one, because as I told you the other day, you showed them just how much you care. You came out in numbers. You didn't need the first black president to come out to vote. You didn't need it to be the first woman or the first Indian or the first gay or whatever. You came out because you supported the guy who demonstrated he earned your vote. And you did it in numbers they could never achieve. By the way, did some of you catch me on Bill Cunningham the other night? I did Bill Cunningham's show, and I got feedback from people saying, who is this cat? Who is the guy that you get to hear every day, they don't get to hear. They're seeking me out. I've been doing Bill's show for the better part of 3 years. Every time I go on there, they seek me out. This is why I tell you, I want you guys to spread the word about what we're doing over at YouTube. I got to get my staff paid. We're going to grow this voice. Not my voice, your voice. You listen for a reason. You listen because something I say resonates inside of you. You listen because there are times you feel dejected. You feel like, what? Kevin, you said, man, and I was with you. Yeah, and I'm telling you right now, you stay with me. Don't give up. Doesn't matter what happens, man. It's all God's plan. But I'm going to tell you something. You have not lost this election, and I don't think you're going to lose it. I'm no insider, but I know this. Joe Biden can pontificate, he can play games, and the Democrats can support him. I'm seeing all this Kamala Harris nonsense on my phone, and I'm just chuckling at him. Now, there are other people who have opinions about him. We're going to get to it when I get back. We'll begin with Dick Morris. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe is facing questions from senators on Capitol Hill regarding the origins of the Russia investigation.
How do you explain to the American people that when the FBI received a memo from the CIA alleging that Hillary Clinton had signed off on a plan concerning U.S. Presidential Donald Trump and Russia hackers hampering U.S. elections as a means of distracting the public from our use of a private mail service, that you did nothing? Should Peter Strzok have told you about this?
I can't explain to you, Senator, what Peter Strzok or Director Comey thought about that memo at that time.
Should you have been noticed?
What I can say, Senator...
Wait a minute.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. The Supreme Court is also discussing repealing Obamacare today. USA Radio News. All eyes are turning to Georgia, where two election races will decide which party controls the Senate. It appears both are headed to a runoff January 5th. Rachel Bovard is with the Conservative Partnership Institute. She says Republicans have to get people out to the polls just like Democrats did in the general election in Georgia.
Well, Stacey Abrams, to her credit, did not take Georgia for granted. She got out and had a strong ground game. Republicans have to counter that. They have to be on the ground registering voters. They cannot take red states for granted. And I hope that they're doing that. They needed to be doing it yesterday. I know that both Senate campaigns are actively pursuing, voters in this regard. But, hey, they got to get on the ground and they got to do it today.
The number of coronavirus cases in the United States continues to rise. There have been more than 100,000 new infections for five straight days after the COVID tracking project reported 118,000 new cases on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Just coming off the dreaded Chinese Wu flu. The woman, one of the nurses that I met with when I was at hospital getting my meds, she says, Kevin, it was nothing for me. She goes, I lost my sense of smell. She goes, I was cooking this really good garlicky dish with butter and garlic, and you know how that smells in a house, man. Just, oh. Got me hungry thinking about it. She says, I couldn't smell it. And that's when I knew something was up. But she says it was about like a cold. And I can tell you, that's exactly what it is. It was about like a cold. Unless you treat it like the flu, which is what I did. If you treat the Wu flu like the flu, it will try to kill you. But if you take your Z-Pack, I took azithromycin or something like that. Anyway, if you take that, when you get diagnosed, it'll knock it out in no time. It's amazing. So, I was dealing with that, and of course, I've been talking. I got to get this hernia operation, which was going to get me back to training and training people in martial arts. And I got a little bit of bad news there. Just I can't get a worldwide certification. That's okay. I got enough black belts to shake a stick at. So we're talking about all this stuff that's been going on, and I don't know how closely some of you follow it. I think if you're a glutton for punishment, you follow it closely. I know this. My friends, I got a letters from a few of my buddies saying, it ain't over, man. Yeah, you know, and they have the same resolve. Some of them tell me they're listening to the show. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. Dick Moore said this. This is all a setup. The Democrat Party planned this. They knew they were likely to lose this election, so they faked the polls so that when Biden won, based on fraud, everybody would say, yeah, he was winning anyway. As results came in on election night, the Democrats constantly held up the count. They came in with their mail-in ballots, dumped them all of a sudden, barred Republicans from looking at them, then announced that Biden had won. When Florida fell, they panicked. They contacted their people at Fox News and other networks and told them to hold off calling Florida for Trump despite an unambiguous landslide. They had to see if they could manufacture enough to flip it. Wow. I mean, this is what happened all over the country. I'm not done, by the way, reading what Morris said. I'm just giving you a break because I want us to stop and contemplate what happened here. I'm going on speculation, but somebody told me there came a point where Trump was leading in all the battleground states, and they said, let's stop the count. And they stopped it for a few hours, came back later, had the numbers, and suddenly Biden was ahead. And it's funny how these states where all this stuff is occurring, it's occurring where Democrats are in control. Let me ask you, do you really believe Democrats think Biden won? Do you really believe this? I mean, they're out celebrating in droves. I saw some thing where they were in front of the White House celebrating like crazy. Isn't there a part of you that just says, I can't wait for Trump to win these court battles, and they start having to do recounts, and suddenly Biden's losing his electoral college numbers, and Trump gets appointed president, and suddenly the Democrats have to come to the realization that they failed again? But see, this isn't a one-time action. This isn't something where we say, let's count and let's find out what happened. And, we saw these fraudulent votes. It's bigger than this. If we don't put people in prison, if we don't make sure that everybody understands when you cheat in an election, you're going to prison. See, there is nothing inside of me that wants to cheat in an election outside of the notion that I know Democrats do. If you say to me, Kevin, we're going to cheat to beat them, I'd say, are they cheating? No. Then we will not cheat. See, because when you're both, quote, cheating, that's just playing by the new set of rules. If they allow us to go dump some votes, I'm as good at dumping votes as anybody else. How good are you at dumping votes? I can manufacture a crap load of votes. I'm pretty creative when it comes to making up names. Jaquan, Daquan, Juquan, Shaniqua, Daniqua, Dashiqua. I got some names, baby. I can come up with some stuff. So these guys decided that they would just find the number of votes they needed at the appropriate time and do this. And I saw Governor Abbott say, we're going to put 31 people in jail or whatever. I don't know what the number is. But every governor in every single state, I'm talking about governors in red states, need to say, we are going to look at every single vote that's counted. I'm talking Governor Abbott in Texas. It ain't 31 people that cheated. Texas has become purple, not because of the influx of illegals, but because of what Democrats are doing. They're vote dumping. Put people in prison. That is what we have to put our money behind. Legal counts, whoever signed off on those counts goes to prison. And that will start this whole process. Start correcting it. Dick Morris went on to say this. When they couldn't, they abandoned Florida, told the networks not to call Ohio, Georgia, Texas, and North Carolina, while they made more ballots in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Democrats have been pulling this for years in Minnesota. I know. I studied voter fraud in Minnesota for 6 months. Do you guys remember Senator Al Franken? You remember when he miraculously won? A dumb leftist Hollywood puke decides to run for Senate. Do you remember the roles that man played? He played dummies because he is a dummy. And he beat out an incumbent Republican senator with exactly this methodology. At a talent in Missouri, when McCaskill beat him, they beat him with exactly this tactic. You following me? This is what's happened. This is what your so-called democracy has come down to. Your democratic republic is what it really is. But this is what it's come down to. People deciding who's going to be a king and who isn't. And when it's time to dethrone you, they say, we got it. We will do what it takes to make that happen. And you know what Republicans have done historically? Absolutely nothing. They don't fight it. They let it occur right under their noses. The most egregious one in recent history was Romney. And I remember getting the numbers from Philly. I've talked about this now in multiple segments, so I don't want to belabor the point. But When they said Romney didn't get a single vote in certain areas of Philadelphia, I said, that's a lie. Then they went on to talk about getting over 100% voter participation in areas of Philadelphia. That's a statistic and possibility. I mean, come on. Over 100% of your voter registration? Of course it's a statistic and possibility. But even if they'd gotten 97% voter participation, it doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. The only place that would happen would be like an area where I live, where Andy Biggs is our representative, and Andy's going to get 69-70% of the vote no matter what. Or, I mean, whatever the voter turnout, it will be overwhelmingly conservatives, and we will come out every time for him. But this is where we are. We've got people who are at the ready. I told somebody this when they were asking me about what I thought about the Trump campaign. I said it's the most well-run campaign I've ever seen. I said they have where the votes are down to a level of granularity that would scare me as a Democrat. And the Democrats never got scared. They kept giving us these fake polls. They kept trying to sell it in the media. And I'm looking at their candidate. I'm looking at the rallies. I use my finger quotes and I call them rallies. But I'm looking at everything leading up to this vote and I'm saying, why aren't they panicked? My neighbor and his wife, they're cops. He's a cop. He said to me, Kevin, we were out piddling around one day and he said, man, I'm really scared about this vote stacking, you know, this voter harvesting. And I said, really? I said, man, they got to do a lot of it because Trump is going to set records. He says, I'm telling you, man, I feel it. And I said, well, I don't, but, you know, who knows? And I had to tell him the other day, I'm like, hey, buddy, you were right. You were right. I didn't think the Democrats would be that bold this time around. I figured, okay, you flip 2 million votes. Good for you. Trump's going to blow the numbers away to such a degree that it is not going to matter. And he did that, by the way. But here we are. So my neighbor called in, and I want to let people know when you got it right. But here's what I got right. I know for a fact we won this. You know I know. You know it. You know that I'm right. Let's not pretend that I'm not. Now the question is, what's going to happen? And I think a lot's going to happen. It's going to be actually kind of fun to watch.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Lots of procedures and processes thrown out the window in this election. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Do you know there are 16 states that want to give their electoral college votes to whoever gets the most popular vote? So in other words, Trump could win in Colorado. But if he doesn't get more popular votes, Colorado will give its electoral college votes to the person who gets the most regular votes. Violation of the Constitution, of course, but there are 16 states that have currently passed these laws. in violation of the Constitution, in violation of the Electoral College, with a firm understanding of what it means. Because see, what the Democrats are telling you is, we never plan to lose the popular vote ever again, because we know how to dump. Hey, black people, is this thing on? You better be paying attention to the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255 if you want to call us. By the way, I'm going to be doing a lot of advertising from now on. My books, The Big Black Lie, Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies, and finally, Race Pimping. Black folks, you better read Race Pimping, because you're getting pimped and you're getting played. LGBT community, you better read my book, because you're getting pimped and you're getting played. Democrats, when they don't have to go after you, when they know how to do stuff, when they know they're going to get your stupid vote, no matter what, they don't need you anymore. Oh, they'll give you some crumbs. This is elites figuring out how to carve up the world. Their global wet dreams are now ready to go. Oh, let's do global climate change again and a host of other things. Let's do this. In fact, I saw a thing that said, AOC said she might be bored of politics. You know what's bored her of politics? She figured out whenever they want to target her, they can get her. That's what made her take pause in all of this. She found out, I'm not nearly as powerful as my big mouth believes me to be. The reason why she's in office is because some elitist decided that she could have it. But I guarantee you, Pelosi or somebody went to her and said, you see what just happened? You little wanker. If I want to get rid of you, I'll get rid of you the same way I'm going to get rid of Trump. Now, the bad news for Pelosi and team is they ain't getting rid of Trump. I'm glad you guys are with me. Glad you're hanging in there. It was funny because I've never had the dejected feeling that a lot of the people have had and have shared their thoughts with me. And I'm not going to make a lot of these folks public because they're friends of mine in many cases. And, you know, they rely on me for comfort in a lot of ways. And I hope, a lot of them were close friends. We're more than just, it isn't just radio, they hear me or things like that. They've helped me with projects, but we've become friends. And I want them to understand. I know exactly what they're going through, but I can tell them. You don't feel like a loser because you're not, and you're going to be vindicated. I firmly believe this, and I'm not saying it because I want to feel good about this. I'm saying it because I believe that there is so much that the Democrats tried to do here that they just really screwed the pooch. See, if they were really going to try to make Biden win, you think they'd go to 70 million votes and say, we just got to have 70 million votes ready. But 74, 75 million votes, you can't sell that. You couldn't even sell 70. But 74, 75 million? A crazy, demented white guy is more popular than the most popular president in the history of this country leading into Donald Trump? What did I tell you folks listening when I said America needs a white Republican president? In order to restore this country to what it is, you can't have somebody that runs on affirmative action or some crutch of being black or being poor or being whatever. You got a guy that's running on every advantage. And he's saying, I'm running on advantages and I'm going to show you what's been going on. And he did it. And he became the most the most popular presidential candidate in the history of this nation. You know this. Sidney Powell said, we're getting a sworn affidavit from a postal worker where it was instructed to backdate ballots in Pennsylvania. When the votes are audited, when the real votes are counted, Trump will win. He is the president, and he is in charge of this country. The computer glitches should not have happened at all. We need an audit of all computer systems. They had all this planned. They had to stop the vote count. They had the software and paper ballots ready to steal from Donald J. Trump and create votes for Joe Biden. There has been a massive effort to delegitimize votes for DJT and steal this election. We've identified at least 450,000 ballots that had only a vote for Joe Biden and no other candidate. I'm going to let you stew on that for a little bit. Forget the other stuff that we've talked about before. 100,000 ballots delivered in Michigan, all for Joe Biden. Not a single vote. Mail-in ballots. Not a single one for Donald Trump. A statistical impossibility. Reminds me of the scene in Casino where the three guys hit the jackpots at once. And the Rothstein says to the guy running the casino, surely you know this is an impossibility. He's like, well, it is a casino. People got to win. And he's like, that is a statistical impossibility. Everything we're talking about. It's funny for me to hear people talking about Biden's transition team and all this other. And I'm thinking to myself, what? You are so far ahead of your skis. You need to just slow your roll, baby. Forget it. I'm not talking about any Biden. Oh, Biden's going to do mask mandates and the media's publishing all these things he's doing. You know what you better pride yourself on? Not knowing any of it. Joe Biden's going to give NATO its money back. Joe Biden's going to reinstitute the Iran nuclear deal. Joe Biden's going to reinstitute the Paris Climate Accord. Whatever. Joe Biden's going to go sit his old butt down in wherever he lives in Delaware and get his little bum run while he sucks his thumb, and Jill Biden's going to be taking care of him until she finds herself a new dude. Don't worry about what Joe Biden's going to be doing, because he ain't sitting his butt in the Oval Office. Sidney Powell called it. 450,000 ballots with one name in it, Joe Biden. That's insane. You know that's not possible. I know that's not possible because they were fabricated. And that was just, I don't know where those were, but that happened all over the country. All over the country. And when they figure out, I want DNA analysis, I want FBI taking fingerprints, and when they find everybody involved, every one of these suckers needs to go to prison. And if I were Trump, I would call them up on stage and say, these are the people that tried to steal your country from you. I'm going to make you understand this, America. This will never happen again. And if I had to issue executive orders on mail-in ballots, if I had to issue whatever it took, if I had to say from now on, the military will be directly involved in the counting of ballots, in the acquisition, there should already have been a bigger paper trail put on all this stuff. Aren't we smart enough to be able to say, look, a ballot has to match the address. It has to have all kinds of DNA, if you will, that proves that somebody requested that ballot. That ballot was sent. It was back in there. It was electronically, monitored. The people can go online and see that their vote counted. Whatever it takes. We're a civilized nation. We know how to vote. And we've been watching this happen for decades. And we do nothing. Let me tell you what's going to happen in the next 4 years. The next 2 year election cycle. You want to know what's going to happen? Democrats are going to stuff ballots. That's what's going to happen. Democrats are going to cheat. They're going to connive. Because that's what lying skanks like Democrats do. They look for any possible way to beat you, to defeat you, to take your money. They will take whatever it is because they don't believe anything you have is yours. Whatever you got by putting your foot on the neck of somebody else. And if they take it from you and take it for themselves, it's okay. Because at least they got your foot off the neck of the person that your foot was never on the neck of to begin with. They will rationalize anything. And when do we say enough is enough? That's why we're fighting. And as I said before, I'm imploring you guys to support our efforts. When we put things out there, I'm attacking Hollywood. I'm about to announce our new site for going after Hollywood. Movies are being uploaded as we speak. I'm telling you, we're about to blow their minds in every possible way. You got 4 years to get in the game and understand how bad we got to win.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.